The health and life insurance world is big and confusing. Everybody needs insurance, but it's hard to get it unless you got a guy. And that guy is Antonio Briseño. Antonio's an independent, licensed insurance agent. He's contracted with Health Markets Insurance Agency, and the information he's going to give you is general in nature. It is educational. It is not legal advice. And now, here he is on KRDO News Radio. It's the agent, the guy who gets it done, Antonio Briseño.
The insurance system makes everybody crazy. Here's Antonio Briseño, the agent. I'm your co-host, Ted Robertson. The agent is the guy who gets things done. He's been in the insurance world for a couple decades now and seen it from the inside out, and he's seen all the changes. And it's chaotic as it ever was, if not worse. It's not a DIY thing. You need an agent to handle these things for you. He loves what he does. If you take our advice and you listen to Antonio, he's likely going to save you a lot of money. And I can't say that for everyone, but you know, if you don't try, probably not ever going to know. So how does, here's the theme for today's show. How much does the proper individual insurance actually cost? In the first segment, we're going to cover those cost factors. In the second segment, we're going to talk about a little bit of analysis for proper coverage. In other words, what do you need to know? So Antonio, welcome back once again. A favorite half hour of mine every week here at KRDO, spending time here in the studio with you. You've got that energy, man. You've got the go juice. You are getting this stuff done. It's just great to watch you work. That being said, how do you make a call like this? How do you know what the proper individual insurance cost should be?
Yeah, Ted, that's it. That's actually like we were talking about in the notes here. It's an analysis. It's not that simple. And a lot of times, the biggest thing we run into and the biggest question we get and emails we get is I'll have people that will email me or call the office and like, hey, I'm 25 and I'm healthy and, you know, I want a quote. I'm like, yeah, it's not that simple. And so a lot of times people will want to just email them back a quote of exactly what the insurance is going to be. Well, there are a lot of factors in getting the proper budget for you and getting that proper number so we know what that insurance is going to cost. And then there's also other things we want to look at in another analysis of, well, we can actually get you a number, and that's easy. But is that number what's going to be best for you? Because we also got to look at that proper analysis as well, because I might throw out a number and say, okay, here, Ted, here's this insurance, and you know, here's what it's going to cost. And then you look at the plan, and you're like, well, this is crap. You know, can I afford something better than this? And so that's what we try and do, and that's what we talk about the analysis all the time, because we want to look at you and see what is best for you. And so we're going to go over that throughout the show, more in the second segment of that proper analysis. But right now, let's go ahead and we're just going to give you kind of the number base of, you know, what's involved in figuring that out. So that's really simple. You know, so just figuring out if you are eligible for APTC. You know, we've talked about that in the past, in our past shows. APT is applied tax credit. Basically what that means for you is are you eligible for money from the government to reduce the cost of your insurance? You know, if you are, great. If you're not, hey, not so great, but we can still help. So how does that work? How are we going to help if you are not eligible for APTC and that's a higher number? What can we do? And so that is all in our analysis. So number one, we're going to look at, are you eligible for APTC? You know, so do you get an APTC or are you eligible for Medicaid? Looking at those differences. So we're going to start with a few questions for you. One thing, we definitely have to know what your age is, how old you are, not how old you feel. So, and we're also going to need to know what your tax filing status is. You know, just because you're the only one looking for insurance, you can't say, oh, I'm single. Because we need to know if you're married and filing jointly. It affects things. And we've been running into that a lot lately where people come into the office and they're like, yeah, I need insurance. And then they just put down their information. They don't include the spouse, And we were looking at this going, I had one lady do that yesterday. And I'm like, wait a second. So are you married? Do you file jointly? She's like, oh, yeah. Well, I need his information as well. Because even though he has other coverage, if we don't add him when we're doing these applications, that messes up your whole taxes as well. Because you might end up getting more subsidies, you know, that's money from the government to reduce the cost of your insurance than you actually are eligible for. And then at the end of the year, you might end up paying more in taxes and those penalties because you calculated wrong. So that's why we always ask our clients all these different questions so we can get the full information to help you the best way possible. So let's go ahead and recap there. We need age. We need the proper filing, tax filing status. You know, we're definitely going to need income because that's one of the main factors in determining if you're eligible for those subsidies. You know, and then another thing, you know, family size. Well, you're single, married, have children, you know, and even if you have a child in school, you know, in college in another state, if that child is one that you claim on your taxes, we need to know them as well. So even though we're not providing insurance for them, we need to know everyone in that tax filing status. And then one of the other things we need is zip code, because the zip code can make a big difference because there are different plans in different zip codes, as we've talked about before. So those are some of those major factors in just getting a number. So, and that's great, but you probably just don't want a number. You want good insurance for you and your family. And so that is the first part of figuring out, one, if you are eligible for subsidies, two, if you are eligible for Medicaid, three, if you're not eligible for subsidies. Then that way we can figure out what plan is going to be best for you and what those costs are going to be. So one other thing we just got to bring up, a little housekeeping here. When it comes to Medicaid, unfortunately, we don't do Medicaid. But what we do is we do research third parties that actually do Medicaid for you and help you with that application. And so if you call our office, we're still going to help you in finding what is the best way you're going to get the best coverage for you. And we were able to give you a little more information there. It's just unfortunate. We don't do the Medicaid applications. And the main reason why is because we don't have the ability to look at Medicaid and really give you the help that you really deserve. So if we did the Medicaid application for you and there was an issue and there's a challenge, there's nothing we can do to help. We don't have access. And so that makes it very frustrating, because if you come to me and you say, yeah, you did my Medicaid application, can you help me because I have a problem? I'm like, well, no, I can't, because Medicaid doesn't give me access to be able to fix problems. And there's no phone number that we have to contact them directly so that we can truly help you the best way possible and the way we need to. So that's why we don't do those Medicaid applications, because we want to take care of you the best way possible, and we don't have the ability to do that with the state. But we will always direct you in the best places to go so you can get help with the Medicaid. But when it comes to the APTC, the applied tax credits, subsidies, or if you're not getting subsidies, we're going to go ahead and use that information so we can educate you and inform you on what the best plans are going to be for you and how that will work. And so we're always going to help you there, because the plan, picking that plan, is what you want. You want us to find you the best plan possible. And so all this is really important in doing that. And one of the major things that we also look at is, you know, what's best for you might not be what's best for me. You might have a few more medications than I do. And so I'm not going to go ahead and give you the same plan that I'm getting, because it's not going to fit. And so that's where that proper analysis comes in, so we can actually help you the best way possible and get you the coverage you need. And, you know, there's so many different things involved in that. And, you know, we've talked about deductibles and max out-of-pockets as well and how those are a major factor. There's also cost share. Cost share makes a difference as well. You know, that goes along with APTC. So if you are eligible for subsidies, you could be eligible for that cost share. So doesn't mean that you're automatically eligible for cost share if you're eligible for subsidies, but there's a possibility. It's based on those factors as well. Mainly it's going to be based on the family size and the income. So those are what we're going to look at. So we always concentrate on those factors so we can take care of you the best way possible, defining that plan that fits your proper needs. So if you have any questions about cost share, about subsidies, how that works, if you are eligible, or if you're eligible for Medicaid, we answer those questions all the time. So give me a call, 719-203-6424. Talk to me or talk to one of my staff, and they will direct you in what's going to be best for you. Is it coming into our office and sitting down for a free consultation, and we go over all your needs and all the numbers? Or is it we go ahead and just do a quick phone appointment, either with me or one of my staff, and we figure out, okay, which direction is going to be best? You know, are you going to be eligible for Medicaid? Are you going to be eligible for subsidies? You know, and then also, are your kids eligible for CHP Plus? You know, so those are all those things that we're able to figure out by doing that analysis. So give us a call. We'll be able to help you to figure out that first step. And that first step is figuring out what you're eligible for. And so then we can go ahead and start that process of finding the best plan for you that works for you, your lifestyle, and your health. So give me a call, 719-203-6424.
All right, Antonio, we've got about a minute left in this segment. What's coming up in segment two is analysis for proper coverage. So let's talk about a couple really quickly aspects of that analysis.
So basically, we're going to be looking at a few things we were talking about in the last segment here is how do we determine that? So how do we do that full analysis to figure out that plan for you?
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Antonio Briseño, The Agent, and KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Listen live online at KRDO.com and catch The Agent anytime by podcast. Totally free at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Bill Engvall, and I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, a national organization helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. Mike, the news reports keep saying that the rates might actually be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans, plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs, plans with $0 premium, and even plans that pay you back.
All right, Mike, with the enrollment deadline for Medicare coming soon, what should people keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more, with lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, folks, your Medicare is just too important to put off. So call Health Markets today and find out how much you could be saving.
Welcome back. I'm Ted Robertson, co-hosting for Antonio Briseño. He's the agent, the guy who gets things done. In this segment, we're going to talk about analysis for proper coverage. In other words, what do we know about your insurance needs? What do we need to know about your lifestyle, your health, and things like that? Those are some of the factors that go into this analysis to match you up with the proper coverage. And the one thing you ought to keep in mind as you're considering how to get insured and who to do that through, and that's why Antonio is here. Remember that the agent doesn't charge. Antonio, is there ever going to be a charge for your services?
No, we never charge. So, you know, that's one thing we've kind of pounded on the show. We never charge. You know, we get paid directly through the insurance companies that we work with. So you come in for a consultation, And the nitty-gritty is this. You come in for a consultation and you buy nothing, I don't charge you anything. I get paid directly through the companies that we sell. So that's what we do. We want to offer that service to the community and to help out, to educate, because that's why we have the show. That is our mission. That is one of our visions, is to educate the community so they are prepared for all the chaos. I mean, that's our mission. And so, you know, going along with this second segment, let's get into that. We're going to talk about, you know, the analysis. So to go ahead and do the proper analysis to help you, there's a few things that we need to follow, just like we are following to get the numbers. So now we go ahead and we have your APTC. We know what you're eligible for. We know what we can do to help you there. Now what we need to do is figure out, well, what do you need? Because like we talked about earlier, just because we have the number of what you're eligible for and we can calculate, you know, what the premium is going to be, you probably don't want the bottom of the barrel cheapest plan out there, because you might have better, more needs than that. So that's what we're going to look at. So we got to look at a few things. One, we got to look at, what is your lifestyle? Are you extremely athletic? Do you run? Do you do marathons? Do you do triathlons? You know, do you do Spartan? What do you do? Do you mountain climb? So those are kind of things that are very involved, because, you know, if you're really active, we want to go ahead and look and see how we can cover you there as well. And then we got to look and see what that max out of pocket is going to be. Because as we talked about before, you know, we want to look at that whole picture. So if you're really athletic and you're out there, you're doing lots of things, you know, unfortunately, you do have a prone to get hurt. And so we do want to make sure we have proper coverage in there if something were to happen. And there's many things we can do. There's the supplemental plans we've mentioned before for accidents. There's also different carriers that have great different options. I don't know if anyone has heard about Dispatch Health, but they are a great service. They are a mobile urgent care. So for athletes like myself and you guys out there, Dispatch Health is amazing. So we want to make sure that we get a plan that includes Dispatch Health for those athletes. Because if we get hurt running or hiking or something, we want someone to come pick us up. So, you know, those are some of the things. We're also going to look at your health. You know, are you taking medications? Do you go to the doctor? How often do you go to the doctor? Is it once? Is it twice? You know, do you see a specialist? And what kind of specialist do you see? Do you need a particular doctor, or do you need a particular network? You know, the two biggest networks in our city is St. Francis Penrose, which is Centura Health, and then we have University Memorial. Okay, so there are different companies that cover those two networks. So that's important too. So very important in that analysis is knowing what doctors you want to see, what medications you need to take, and how we're going to work with that. And so those are very important. So we want to look at that to help you the best so we can find that proper coverage, because it's not just about cost. So just a little bit more about Dispatch Health, if you've never heard about that. So Dispatch Health is a mobile urgent care. It's pretty phenomenal. Basically, this is someone that comes to you and gives you the same services that you would receive from a brick and mortar urgent care. But it's mobile. Isn't that awesome? I mean, just think about that. You know, hey, we're hiking, you know, snowboarding, whatever it is, and you get hurt. It happens. You know, we're not Superman, unfortunately. So that happens. And if you get hurt and you're kind of stranded there, what are you going to do? Now, hopefully you have phone service. And so you can call them. They'll come to you and they're going to go ahead and help you. So great service. Wonderful. Really love it. So that's one of the things we really look at to see how we can help you. And a lot of plans, it's going to be the copay for the urgent care. And a lot of the companies that we work with, that copay for urgent care could be $75. So pretty good. So We'll look at that. We're going to ask those questions so we can help you properly to figure out how that plan works. So, you know, there's so much involved in that. So once we get that money piece and we've done the analysis to figure out what's most important to you, what doctors you need, what prescriptions you need, if you need specialist visits, you know, we're going to look at that. And then we're also going to look at, you know, what plan is best. Is it a bronze plan? Is it a catastrophic plan? Is it a silver plan? Is it a gold plan? So we use all of that information so we can do that proper analysis to figure out what plan works. Now, bronze plan, typically, those are going to be plans that are pretty basic. So if you are very athletic and you are very healthy and you take very good care of yourself, you're coming to my meditation classes every Saturday at 8 o'clock on Saturdays at Boulder Park, you know, kind of help that stress level, you know, come join us. We'd love to have you there. You know, so if you're doing all those things, then the bronze plan might be best for you because it's going to have basic coverage. The major thing that most of my clients that are that athletic, they just want more of a catastrophic plan that is going to help them if they have those catastrophic events. You know, you end up in the hospital, you have a major accident. You know, you don't want to end up paying $50,000 to $100,000 because you don't have coverage. And so the bronze plan works great. And then also, you know, depending on where your budget is, if you're living paycheck to paycheck, you know, the bronze plan will work, but you're still going to have that high max out of pocket. You know, you could have that $8,000 max out of pocket. And we talked about before, those are going up for next year as well. We always recommend adding the supplemental plans to that as well so that we can actually take care of you the best way possible. So that way you don't have to come up with all that money. We don't want it to break your bank. We don't want it to break the budget. And so, as we've always said, you know, give us a call if you have questions about these, you're not sure what plan to choose, because those three plans that we're talking about, you know, the bronze, the silver, and the gold, and looking at all those different factors and doing that analysis can get quite confusing and chaotic. So give us a call, 719-203-6424. And then also, you know, if you guys have questions and there's something that you want me to talk about that we haven't spoke about in other shows, please email me and ask me to go ahead and talk about a subject. So I want to hear from you. You can email me at abrisenu@healthmarkets.com. That is abriseno@healthmarkets.com. Which is HEALTH markets, MARKETS.com. So please email me and tell me what you think. You know, what you want to hear about. Is there a subject you're concerned about? Are you concerned about new changes? There's a lot going on that we've talked about, the HRA changes. There's so many things. There's things going on politically as well. So if you have any questions, please email us and ask your question. We'll research the answers if it's something we need to put a little more thought into, and then we'll talk about it during the show. So please email us or give us a call, 719-203-6424, and we'll go through that. So really simply, you know, go talking about those plans. You also have the silver plans. Silver plans are going to be a little more in depth. You know, those are going to have unlimited doctor's visits for your primary care, for your specialist visits. They're also going to have the lower cost for name brand drugs as well. And then sometimes we'll have a lower deductible. Sometimes there might be a lower max out of pocket. It depends on those other factors as well. So, and then depending on your income. So you might have a high income, you might still have a high max out of pocket. That's why we would still recommend those supplemental plans along with that silver plan still, so that we can actually help cover a lot of those costs. And then the gold plans. Gold plans, you know, very few people buy those. And so those are going to be a lot more in depth. You know, typically you're going to have the lower deductibles. But once again, depending on where your income is, that max out of pocket still could be high. And so there's a lot more analysis in those gold plans to figure out if that's actually appropriate for you. So really give us a call, 719-203-6424. So we can actually do that free consultation and analysis for you to help you find that best plan.
Antonio, what's coming up on next week's program?
So next week's show, we are going to be talking about Medicare. You know, we're really close to Medicare. So we're going to be talking about Medicare, and so we want to help you there.
Okay. If you have questions or comments, you want to set an appointment because you need insurance, call Antonio, 719-203-6424. If you have any questions about the program, if there's an issue that you want to cover, abriceno@healthmarkets.com, A-B-R-I-C-E-N-O at healthmarkets.com. And Antonio will personally answer your caller questions. If you get his voicemail, just leave a message. He'll personally call you back if he can, or you'll talk to one of his staff. The most important thing is to get in front of Antonio and have the conversation about your insurance with him. Thank you all for listening. That's it for this edition of The Agent with Antonio Briceno, the guy who gets things done. Join him Saturday mornings right here on KRDO News Radio at 11:30. Listen live at KRDO.com and on demand anytime at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.
You've been listening to Antonio Briceno, The Agent. If you don't got a guy who gets it done, you got one now. The Agent has everything you need to know and the place you need to go to get health and life insurance. Saturday mornings, 11:30, only on KRDO News Radio.